This is the time of year when people start looking for gift ideas and sometimes tech things, and usually a lot of different types of video games are out there. Now, Craig, I will say, I will full disclosure, I'm not much a video game person. I don't really get into all of the different video games. And I mean, if I was to play them and someone was to hand me a controller, I'd have fun perhaps once I figured it out.
Sure.
But I'm not one of these obsessed things. I've never done the Madden thing or any of those kind of ones where they shoot them. But how about a world game? This is sort of a new genre that's being kind of launched. And we're here this morning with Gloria O'Neill. She helped found Upper One Games, the first indigenous-owned video game developer and publisher in U.S. history. And also with us, we have Sean. Now, Sean, is your last name Vesey? I'm sorry.
That's right.
You're with E-Line. And this is World Games. And I guess, Gloria, let's start with you. What's the premise of this kind of genre and even the new game that's being released today?
Well, good morning, Bruce. You know, I joined you hearing you talk about weather. And so, of course, being an Alaskan, you know, below zero doesn't faze us at all. But we're really excited to be here today. The game Never Alone was inspired by Cook Inlet Tribal Council's mission. And our mission is to focus on the advancement of Alaska Native people, connecting them to their potential. About 6 or 7 years ago, our board said to me, you know, Gloria, be bold and innovative. Really find a way to stretch ourselves and think about how we could develop a model of sustainability. How could we invest in an opportunity that would help fund our mission as we move forward? And so they also asked me to balance tradition with innovation. And so as we started thinking about what type of investment would make sense, would align with our values, and also think about how we could share with the world who we are using our culture and the power of storytelling, we said, why not video games? And at the time, we knew nothing about video games, and that's how we found Sean and our E-Line partners. And so we're really excited to be here today. It's been a 2.5-year process of this inclusive development where we've included our community members, our elders, our storytellers, and married them with some of the top gaming experts in the industry.
Well, talk about this Never Alone. Is that the name of a series, or is that a particular game? Explain that to us.
Well, Never Alone is really the title of the game. It speaks to the game's main theme, which is one of interdependence. This is a game that's seeped in values of traditional culture. It stars a young Anupiaq girl and an Arctic fox who each have unique skills and abilities. They have to work together to overcome obstacles and challenges and survive in a harsh environment. And it's very similar to the experiences that we heard when talking to Alaska Native elders and community members. It's an adventure that's based on a 1,000-year-old story that we found through our writer, Ishmael Hope, who is an Anupiaq writer. We located a master storyteller's elderly daughter named Minnie Gray, and she granted us permission to use that story to be inspired by it. And really, our mission was to share and extend this world culture, Anupiaq culture, with the world through games.
What kind of an interest do you think is out there? Obviously, as a company, you put something that you hope, obviously, the public will want to explore. What kind of research or thoughts have you had out there with the gaming community?
Well, you know, we've involved the gaming community for the entirety of the project. We've been to huge trade shows, Gamescom in Germany, EGX in London, and most recently to Australia. And what we're finding is that this is really connecting with gamers and more so just folks who really feel like they have stories to share, and they think it's an amazing idea to pair video games with storytelling.
Yeah. There's been a tremendous outpouring, and we've just been stunned by the response so far, whether it be from hardcore gamers to people who never played a video game before. There's something about the themes. There's something about the characters that are really resonating with them. And I think that's because these things are based in very, very old traditions. And I think there's a hunger for this type of thing. So, in fact, we are launching the game today. It's available on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. And so far, the reviews have been phenomenal.
Is there a target audience in terms of age?
Well, it's really, this was meant, we designed the game to be very accessible to a broad audience. And so, and it's just been amazing to watch somebody from our crowd, a gamer crowd, playing with people that have never touched a controller before. Parents playing with children, grandparents playing with siblings, and it's just been phenomenal to watch that having the game be a connective force, bringing different types of people together.
Is it a game for one, or is this something that Bruce and I could do and compete against each other?
Yeah. That's the beauty. The game is designed for both, so you can play as a single player and instantly switch between the two characters, or at any time you can have a friend jump in and start playing as one of the other characters.
And what you'll learn is this theme of interdependence, that you truly need one another to survive and to overcome the challenges and obstacles in the game itself.
What are some of the things we'll learn about the native culture of Alaska? It's one of our states, but maybe one that we really don't know so much about because it's not, you know, part of the lower 48, as it's called. But
yeah.
What goes on there?
Well, I think you're going to really learn a lot about some of the values that we hold dear, like resiliency, interdependence. You know, the other, I think, a unique feature of the game is what we call cultural insights, where we have 24 videos that really help frame each chapter of the game and talk about what's going to be happening as Nuna and Fox, you know, engage in overcoming obstacles. And these the videos are representative of people, the Anupak people, and the place of the Arctic, above the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, we recorded about 40 hours of interview footage over the course of development, and we've encapsulated the best 30 minutes of those interviews in the game. They're unlockable, so as you go along, you encounter these owls in the world, and they give a notification to the player that one of these videos is available to watch. They're short. They're about a minute long. And they cover everything from traditional clothing, subsistence lifestyle. You can learn about Anupak spiritual worldview and things about the story and storytelling tradition. It's amazing as it opens up a whole new dimension once you play the game.
It's called Never Alone. I see that you can neveralonegame.com is the site that people can kind of get an idea a little bit about it as well. It's in a genre called world games. Are there other world games in the making? Is this kind of something that can kind of
we're talking to folks across the world. Most recently, I had an opportunity to travel to Hawaii. And what's kind of funny about it is the team says, hey, why not go to Hawaii now since we spent a lot of time in Barrow?
Right. I suppose. Yeah, exactly, too. And I also wonder whether the gamers get to get into it. A lot of times maybe they'll dress the character or they'll kind of...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had at PAX Prime in Seattle recently. It was a big game conference. We had players who were dressing up as the characters of the game. They were so enthusiastic about the product, so... that's a good sign. Today we had a request come in for one of our concept artists to design a tattoo for someone, so you can tell it's definitely resonating.
Right, it's making an imprint, obviously, pun intended, on somebody, obviously. Again, if people want to find out more about this, again, you say it's coming out now and it's going to be available for a bit. Where's a good place to check it out?
Yeah, neveralonegame.com. You'll see the latest screenshots, trailers, biographies of the members of culture who were part of the process. And, of course, you can download the game on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC.
Sounds very good. Our guest today, Gloria O'Neill, also Sean Vesey. Thanks for sharing the time, and good luck with your new game. Appreciate
it.
Thank you so much.